This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military says it did make a mistake on the Gaza battlefield.
The Israeli army's chief spokesman says troops found three Israeli hostages in the Gaza Strip, mistakenly identified them as a threat, and killed them. Here in Washington,
it's heartbreaking.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has few details about what happened, and the Israelis will need to do their own probe. He also said little about an Israeli strike that Al Jazeera says killed one of its journalists in Gaza and wounded a correspondent.
We still don't have any indications that they are deliberately targeting journalists.
The incidents came as National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. and Israel are discussing a timeline for scaling back combat operations in the Hamas fight. Sagar Magani, Washington.
European Union leaders granted Ukraine a major political win on Thursday by agreeing to start membership negotiations, but long-term opposer of Ukraine's bid, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, vetoed a major EU aid package Friday, warning he could still halt Kyiv's access and accession to the bloc. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The bloc's decision to open membership talks with Ukraine, even as it continues to fight Russia's invasion, was an unexpected one. Other leaders bypassed objections from Orban by getting him to leave the room, while the remaining states voted to start accession negotiations. Approving a major decision in this way is unheard of in Brussels. Talks on the financial package, which requires unanimity of all 27 EU leaders, were halted in the early hours of Friday morning. Leaders said they would try again in January, with some voicing optimism a deal could be clinched then.
That is Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting. This is VOA News. Iranian state TV says that suspected members of a separatist group killed 11 people and injured several others in a nighttime attack on a police station in southeastern Iran. The deputy governor of Sistan in Balochistan province says senior police officials and officers, as well as soldiers, were killed in the attack about 875 miles southwest of Tehran. A jury has awarded millions of dollars in damages to two Georgia election workers over lies spread by Rudy Giuliani.
The jury deliberated for about 10 hours before awarding $148 million in damages to former Georgia election workers Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman. They had sued Rudy Giuliani for defamation over his lies about them in 2020 that caused him to endure racist threats and harassment. Moss and Freeman tearfully described becoming the target of a false conspiracy theory pushed by Giuliani and other Republicans who tried to keep then-President Donald Trump in power after he lost the 2020 election. Moss and Freeman were each awarded another roughly $36 million in other damages. Giuliani already had been found liable in the case and previously conceded in court documents that he falsely accused the women of ballot fraud. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Britain's Prince Harry has won his phone hacking lawsuit against a British tabloid publisher and awarded $180,000.
Justice Timothy Fancourt in the High Court found that phone hacking was widespread and habitual at Mirror Group newspapers over many years. He says private investigators were used substantially and were an integral part of the system to gather information unlawfully. Outside the court, Harry's attorney, David Sherborne, read a statement from the Prince.
Today is a great day for truth as well as accountability. The court has ruled that unlawful and criminal activities were carried out at all three Mirror Group newspaper titles.
Charles Diladesma, London.
A ballistic missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels has slammed into a cargo ship in the Red Sea near the strategic Bab el-Mandeb Strait. It followed another attack only hours earlier that struck a separate vessel. The missile attack on the MSC Platinum or Platinum 3 and the other assault on the Escalade Maritime Campaign by the Iranian-backed Houthis. The attacks also endanger ships traveling through a vital corridor for cargo and energy shipments for both Europe and Asia, from the Suez Canal out to the Indian Ocean. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.